Hello and welcome. This is my very first video chat with you guys, which is a supplemental video in between our actual two live classes. So you will get two of these supplemental videos. I meant to release this on Monday, and unfortunately, things as they were, my website was not behaving properly. Some issues with, technical behind the scenes stuff between the servers at GoDaddy and then whatever was happening on my web developers. And so, that's finally resolved. And I am very, very grateful for that. Also want to do a shout out to John from our community, because he was able to kind of help narrow it down, having a technical background and provide some additional support and insight. So that's one of the most beautiful things about this community, is that we are all supporting each other and sharing to ensure the success of each other. That's so important, that there is no desire for someone else not to succeed, right? So we're all here to help amplify each other and support each other in whatever way that is for us. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. It should be resolved now. If you were having trouble with my website, you should be able to go in and access it, no matter what device you are accessing it on, because again, it was a behind the scenes technical situation that my web developer didn't see right away. So everything should be resolved now, and going forward, we shouldn't have any more problems with you accessing the class information of the community boards. So so that's very exciting, and we're off to a new and exciting year. This is 2022, and 2022 is a sixth vibrational year, which is about communication, harmony, community, love, and more love. It's about bringing love back into the picture again. January happens to be a 7 month. You get that by taking the one from January and adding it to the 6 year, and that becomes a 7. So we're in a 7 vibration right now, which is also exciting, because 7 vibration is all about spiritual growth, spiritual awareness, spiritual alignment. So that's exciting too. And we're entering this year with a new attitude and a new energy. And I feel so many are looking at this year as the year of change, even though this year is a 6 year and not a 5 year. Because of the fact that we are heading into the vibration of 6, which is all about love. Now, if this month is a 7, then next month is an 8, right? So the 8 is all about self-awareness, self-realization, self-actualization, right? It's all about the self and coming into a greater state of infinite being, okay? And then March is going to be a 9 month, and 9 is about culminations and endings and expansion. And that can happen in a very significant way as we head into April, which is a 10, or really a 1, which is new beginnings. Okay. So there's something really special about what's taking place right now, especially with regard to the solar energies, the cosmic frequencies that we are playing in. And if you have been observing the things that I'm posting, the pictures of the sun that I've been sharing, the diamond light code frequencies for this crystalline energies, key codes, light frequencies, light codes, whatever you want to call them, are super duper amplified right now. So it's very, very important that no matter what it is that you're doing, do it from a place of observing. and not being in a place of reaction or emotion, and just being a witness to what is transpiring, because these light frequencies are like they're on steroids right now. And so if you look at the amplifications, well, you're going to feel it every night as they're coming in, and you start taking the pictures of the sun and looking at the reflection of what is, and you'll see that whether you post a picture of, or taking a picture of the moon or taking a picture of the sun, that there's going to be a diamond light shape to it that is going to be indicative of these new light codes that are being beamed down to the earth, being beamed into our body, into our electromagnetic field. And so it's very, very important for us to be a witness to everything that's transpiring. No matter where you are in your process, allow yourself to hold the awareness that you're right where you're meant to be. And let's say you're holding fear that you're not fully in alignment, you're not where you're meant to be, you're not going to make ascension. Let all that go, because that is the furthest thing from the truth. If you're tuned in, even at just the slightest level, that tuning in process is going to allow you to expand into that next highest state, and nothing will be missed. You can't possibly forget yourself as a divine creator in that, and the universe will not forget you either. So this is where it's becoming very, very important for us to just be present for whatever is playing out, whatever is showing up in our reality. Okay. And so let me share something with you guys, because this taps into something that I had mentioned a class or two back, where we were talking about, you know, what is playing out now, and how the mask mandate here in New York has been brought back in, you know, so that we are all needing to wear masks wherever we are indoors. And, you know, I was explaining to you guys that I do not want to wear the mask. I'm not interested in playing in that energy anymore. It just doesn't feel good to me. And then something very interesting happened, right? So that was my perspective then. And this was only maybe two short weeks ago, but I want to show you how quickly we can shift into the next level of awareness if we're willing to just stay present and allow whatever is transpiring to do so with our full awareness and participation in our experience. And so what happened was Tuesday this week, today is Thursday. So Tuesday, 2 days ago, I had a nail appointment at a salon I've been going to for a long time, and very friendly and familiar with the owner, really nice guy. And so, you know, we've been, my friend and I have been steady business for them every 2 weeks, you know, and it's expensive. They are probably one of the most high priced salons around for manicure and pedicure. But, you know, for me, it's worth it. It's a relaxing environment. It's not crazy. It's not, you know, incessant talking, or the girls, when they're taking care of you, they're not talking amongst themselves, and you can really relax. I put my earbuds in and I listen to my meditation music, and I'm off and running. And this particular Tuesday, we got something for breakfast. We had gone to the bagel store, got our cup of tea, and, you know, didn't wear a mask in there. No issue, whatever. Go into the salon, the prior time we were there, no mask, no issue. But as I was walking through the door of the salon, and I was comfortable not having a mask on, even though there was a mask requirement on the door, and I sat down in the chair, I could feel this one particular person feeling very, very fearful and very, very uncomfortable with the fact that my friend and I were not wearing a mask. And most people don't know that this mandate here in New York is not a written mandate. It's not written in, right? Hasn't been legalized, so to speak. because my friend who owns a salon always gets the legal notices from the state that says, hey, a new mandate has been signed in. You have to follow these rules again. This is the outlay of the rule, blah, 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 right? Never received that because it was only announced on TV. So, you know, wanting to stay in my own higher timeline and not experience the whole mask process, got in the chair, started the pedicure, and the owner came over to me and said to me, would you mind wearing the masks? Because I actually have somebody here who just told me that they are afraid because you're not wearing a mask. And I don't want them to feel uncomfortable and leave. And in that moment that he came over and said that, of course, I could have gone, you know, the way of, I'm not wearing a mask. If I have to wear a mask, I'm going to leave, right? I could have done that. And then in that moment of awareness of how she was feeling, this one individual was feeling, I could feel in my body the discomfort that she was feeling. And in that moment, my heart expanded so huge that I had this complete and overwhelming compassion for her on a level I've never experienced before in my life, never. And I could feel the fear that she was holding. And I opened and expanded to this immense amount of pure love and compassion. And I said to the owner, sure, that's not a problem. We could do that. And then, you know, I leaned over and let Beth know what he said. And we both put our masks on. And even though I had that immense compassion and love for her that was streaming through me at the same exact time, I was having my own personal discomfort, challenge energy coming up through the ego, right? Saying, you don't want to wear a mask. You didn't want to wear a mask. You said you weren't wearing a mask anymore. Why are you wearing a mask? You're wearing a mask. You're going to be playing along with the story that's playing out. You're right back in the 3D game, blah, 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 right? And it kept going on and on and on. And it was almost negating this immense amount of love and compassion that I was feeling for this individual. And I sat and I had to put my earbuds in right away and close myself down and just process through this energy, because as it felt expansive and amazing, it also felt so uncomfortable in my body, because in that moment I was aware of my own fear. And I was like, wow, I'm holding fear to having to go back or dip into an experience that I do not want to have, even if it means making somebody else comfortable. Now it's triggering my own fear, my own inadequacy. And in that moment, it was as if my crown expanded to the whole of the universe in that moment. And the awareness, the realization that I had was, oh my God, I was playing the game of separation still in the resistance that I was holding to wearing the mask anywhere, because I was in resistance to it. And that resistance kept me in the game of separation. Mind blowing in that moment. And let me explain why. So collectively, we are going through this experience with COVID, right? We are going through this experience with wearing the masks. We're going through this experience with everything, with the vaccines, the boosters, with all of it, right? And each one of us has been under the awareness through this, especially through this class and my YouTubes, that it's our choice of how we navigate this reality. And it completely is our choice how we navigate this reality, right? It's our choice of everything that we're creating in every single moment of our state of being. And what hit me in that moment was, it's not on my time or your time or anybody else's time when this whole thing ends, and it is coming to an end very soon. It's actually on Gaia's time and the solar cosmos's time, because I talk about time locks all the time. And it doesn't matter how much we raise our vibration, how intuitive we are, how in tune we are, how amazing we are in our state of ascended beingness. It does not matter any of that, because this has to run its completion. It has to run its course. We can bring ourselves into the highest alignment, the highest state of awareness, the highest state of being, giving ourselves the best experience possible. But we're still going to have to play this out, this story of COVID out, until it comes to its own completion. And that is based on timelines and time locks. And so in that moment, I had this awareness that said, I could make myself crazy by not wanting to wear the mask and be in complete resistance and, you know, non-compliance. But if I do that, if I do that in a situation like the nail salon, and the resistance that I'm in causes me suffering, in other words, if I chose not to wear the mask, I would have had to leave, right? And then I wouldn't have been able to get my manicure and my pedicure. And I would have also added to the resistance of the person that was feeling the fear, and probably would have been a contributor to their exacerbated fear, which would have put me right into the game of separation. In other words, I would have been separating myself from that person, seeing myself as different, unique, or whatever, in not wanting to wear my mask or feeling better, more ascended, or whatever it was. And in that moment, I realized that my desire to wear the mask was because I was actually feeling my own unification with this individual, my own unification with the fear that they were feeling, my own unification with the love that I wanted to offer them in putting the mask on and not having to make them feel any more uncomfortable than they were feeling. And in that moment, in putting the mask on, not only did it clear up the feelings that I could feel coming from them, where they were feeling afraid and uncomfortable, but it also healed my own resistance. It healed my resistance to wearing the mask. And once I had that experience, I went into this greater heightened state of expansion within myself and saw that the oneness is achieved in us being part of the collective experience, yet holding the higher knowledge and the higher frequency as we are just being, in the process of being, no matter where we are. Now, walking into the bagel store, I didn't trigger one person. Nobody cared. I could feel it. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. The owner talked to me like it was non-issue. He had his mask on, no issue, right? And I've experienced other people in there without masks on. It's a non-issue. I've gone into stores. I've gone into shopping stores. I've gone many places not wearing a mask, no encounters, talked to some really, really nice people, never, and they were wearing a mask and I wasn't, never had judgments or anything like that. And so I had to ask myself, why did this happen? Why did this have to happen at the nail salon when the week before there was no incident? And the information that came through was because we're hitting our next phase of our own personal evolution. We're hitting this next higher level, this next higher state of being through these codes that are coming through. And the lower level distortion in our own body, in our personal field, is no longer tolerable. It's no longer acceptable. It must be healed. It must be integrated. And it doesn't matter if that person that was in fear that asked the owner to ask us to wear a mask does the integration on her end. It does not matter to me. In other words, I'm not looking for her to resolve her end of it because I've resolved my end of it. I'm not looking for that. It doesn't matter to me. What this was about me and what I gained or what I achieved through this. And it was the next level of awareness that I held, which then of course brought more information to light as to how, you know, to navigate this experience within this reality that is unfolding for us. Okay. So it was very, very profound in having that awareness because, as most of you know, there's so many philosophies out there, so many ideologies, especially throughout the spiritual community. And, you know, one of the reasons I stopped listening to other mentors, other teachers, is so that I could really tune into my highest state of being and not be in victimhood, because that's not the place we want to be. And we want to be in our highest state, coming in as an ascended master, doing our work, bringing through the highest level of information and presence, our own presence, our own state of being, right? Which continues to help us amplify everything within our field so that we can get to our next best level. Now, that's important because of what is going to be transpiring in these next couple of weeks as we go through this gateway. So the pictures that I was talking about earlier, when we take the sun and it's got a diamond shape to it, or you see the lines coming through and they cross, so they go straight up and down. The same thing with the moon. And you'll notice in the moon could look like a diamond shape in the picture. The sun could look like a diamond shape. We are activating these diamond light frequencies in our field. And this is the solar cosmic Christ. This is our Christ consciousness. This is the 144 avatar consciousness, Christ consciousness code that we are activating, right? That is a 12th dimensional code. We're not obviously going to be in 12th dimension because the humanity is just beginning to anchor 5D into their field. The earth has already done that. We are catching up with the earth now because the earth has already anchored 12D in its field, right? So this is where we do this. This is how we do this, by showing up and being present. Now, an interesting word has come to me. The first time I heard this word was probably maybe 2016 or 17. And then I heard it twice again within the last couple of days. And it's samadhi, which is a perpetual state of being present in your awareness, like being in divine neutrality on a continuous flow, a continuous momentum, meaning that there is divine presence within you, that you are always looking to the higher level, the higher state of being. And so what happens with samadhi is when you get to certain states, it's no longer feeling like these mega aha moments or these mega shifts in consciousness, right? I haven't experienced those in a very long time, probably in 3 years. Everything is like, for me, feeling like that next level of consciousness opens and comes into a state of awakening on a level that just makes sense and feels like it's been there. It's just that I did not welcome it in or acknowledge it to welcome it in. So it's like being in a perpetual state of awakening, as if I was in a perpetual state of dreaming in these higher frequencies, right? And as I look at the teachings and the ideologies of what is taking place on a spiritual level in spiritual communities, it makes me think about how so much of that is also programming, right? The desire to do things the right way, to do things in the best way, to do things that are going to make someone think you're a great person, or, oh my God, look at that. She's such a great person. Look at what she did, or something like that, right? Even that is an illusion, right? Because that leads to our own personal perception of how we want to be seen or how we want to see others or be thought of. And this word samadhi kept coming up this past week in many different ways, people bringing it through on Twitter, for instance. And so it led me to this awareness that, you know, I don't go looking for my spirituality anymore. And it's not important to me what others think of me. It's only important to me what I'm doing for myself. And so, you know, obviously there are things I wouldn't wear the mask doing. One of those things would be simply walking out in the fresh air, right? That's not a place I want to be wearing a mask. Or if it was a hot, humid day, I wouldn't want to be wearing a mask outside. So that does not make sense to me. And I would have to find a way around that. But that would be my to-do. And in this case of being asked to wear the mask at the nail salon, it just made so much sense for me to put it on in that moment that I didn't even think until I did put it on. And I felt my ego come in to want to counter that. And then I had that dialogue, and then that dialogue got cleared, and it was a whole new awareness and experience. So as you could see through me, I'm having my own shifting taking place, my own revelations, awakenings, elevated levels of consciousness. And I felt like it was important to share that with you guys, because I want you to see that there is no such thing as perfection. There isn't. I mean, I never claim my perfection. I never would claim it ever, because there is no such thing. When we claim we're perfect, we're again playing in the game of separation, because that separates us from another. And so now what this has done for me is this has made me so much more conscious and aware of now how I'm interacting, because everything ties us to the game of separation. Everything. So how do we not be separate is to be one with everything, be one with everyone. And I will tell you that just takes so much pressure off of having to do this right, having to get it right. Do you see that? It takes the pressure off of that. There is no such thing as doing ascension right, or doing COVID right, or doing any of it right. The only area that is important for us is in seeing when we create separation in our reality. That is it. That is the most important thing that we could do, is to see when we're creating that separation and not do that. Okay. So it makes me more aware of how everyone who shows up is always going to be an aspect of me, here to present an offering for me, to help me, to teach me, to show me, to help me resolve my own inner conflict. And we all do this for each other, right? Even animals do this for us when they show up. So if we look at it from that perspective, then we're always in our highest state of being. Somebody could show up for us and we not like what they're showing up for, but then we have to recognize that that's our own separation within that we have to heal. Okay. There is nothing separate from us. Nothing. Okay. I have had many, many dialogues with people this week in particular about all of the different ideologies of how the earth came to be, and that the earth was intended to be a prison for enslavement so that the dark side could use our energy. And then there's another theory that the containment field is for the experiment that we are. And then there's another one that says, you know, the reptilians were taking over the planet and took over the world, and like all of these different stories. And I know you've heard like thousands and thousands of these stories, right? But what really resonates with me is that those are like everything else, just stories. Okay. And when we let it all go and we let go of what we know being right or what we've heard being right, we exit the game of separation and we come into our own wholeness, and we come into wholeness with one. Because in the conversation that I had with this individual the other day, and they were really forcing the issue, and I was like, does it matter? Does it really matter? I get that you want it to be that way because it's what you know, it's what you've studied. It's, you keep reading about it over and over and again to reinforce it as your state of being, as your knowing, as your birthright, because that's how you came through. You were birthed into that dark force agenda, that dark force story. But is that really what you want? Is that really how you want to enact or engage in this reality? Is that really the way? And they got mad at me. This is someone that's like 21, right? Considers me his starseed mom, but he got mad at me. And he was like, you don't know anything. You don't know. That's exactly what it is. And 3D earth was this, and 5D earth is this. And then he sent me all of these texts and, you know, from a book he had, many books he'd read, a couple different books he'd read, and then videos to back it up. And I was like, okay, I basically already said that if that's your perception, I honor that, but you can't expect me to take that in as my perception because it does not resonate with me. And I love you where you are, regardless of what you believe or how you see it. And that's that. I'm not asking you to tune into my belief system because you don't have to. That's the beauty of this. You don't have to. And I'm telling you guys that you don't have to. That's the beauty of this. You don't have to. So he slept on it. And the next day he woke up and he wrote me and he apologized. And he said, I'm so sorry. I was so mean to you. And I was like, yeah, because I triggered that part of you that says, what if she's right? What if that's not true? What if I've spent the last 5 years researching all of this, reading other people's writings on it, what people are saying is true? And what if what Maria is saying is right and it's not, none of it is true? I've just spent 5 years, I've wasted 5 years doing that. And that fear within him is what kicked up and then made him lash out at me because he got very, very angry. And he was like, I don't like that. That doesn't make me feel comfortable. And I was like, that's perfectly okay. I'm not mad at you. And then when he apologized, I said, thank you. I accept your apology, but I have not loved you any less than I did the day before when you were mad and you were lambasting me. And I still loved you through that. It was okay because I could see that you were in fear, and that's okay. And that got triggered. So we have to look at everything and we have to see. Ooh, that's the game of separation, still separating ourselves out. Just allowing ourselves to be is what we want to be. Now, we've just had this whole long conversation about all of this. Why? Why did I bring this up in this conversation that we're having? The reason I brought this up is because where we're headed in these next 2 weeks is into the next split of the timeline. And some of you are going to feel it very significantly. I felt it the other day. Okay. I felt as if I pulled apart and separated and then slammed back together again. And it happened in a split second, it caught me off guard. And it was very, very intense. And I felt that split, that timeline split very clearly in my field. And it made me aware of the fact that we are coming to the next bifurcation, the next split of 3D, 5D energies, which means that we have to start choosing the higher timelines. We have to start choosing love. We have to start choosing our sovereignty. We have to start choosing unity. We have to start choosing to stand in unity, stand united, end the separation, and pay attention and see where we are creating separation in our reality, because that is the key. No more separation. Doesn't matter what level it's on, okay? Doesn't matter. There is no more competition. There's no room for it, right? We cannot compare ourselves, measure ourselves, and have any kind of competition against anyone else. It is not going to be sustainable. That's 3D. We can't sustain that anymore. So these higher frequencies, as we're heading into April, we're going to see very, very quick, fast-paced changes, rapid shifts within the collective, within the government. We're going to see more revelatory information coming up, and it's going to be pretty fast. And that means that we have to pay attention and participate accordingly and not feed into anything, allowing ourselves to separate off in that participation of whatever it is, right? And that's the most important thing. Staying in a state of alignment with everything that is taking place. We're going through this collectively. Back in 2020, when COVID first started, we had a collective timeout, brought us all onto the same timeline in the collective, right? As a collective, we can't get away. And this is another piece of the information that came through for me. We can't get away from the collective experience. No matter how much we might want to try to do that, we just can't do that. We're in the collective. We're part of the collective. And this is how it's going to be. We can adjust our experience as to how we are experience what is transpiring in our reality based on how we're engaging with the outside experience, right? But everything is a collective experience for the purpose of coming into unification, coming into unity consciousness, so that we can have a better experience in our reality, have a more higher aligned experience in our reality when we are not in resistance, when we're not creating resistance, and when we're coming from a place of love. So this is where the work is. It's in recognizing where we are in resistance, like with what happened with me. I saw my own resistance in that moment and I surrendered to it. And it's been these mega shifts ever since that I've been having, right? And our awakening states of consciousness are not going to be these big bunks on the head anymore where we're like, oh my God, I can't believe this new information that's coming through, this new download, this new whatever, right? We can make it dramatic like that, but it's not going to be. It's not going to be. It's like when we tune, this is what I'm seeing in my head. So I'm going to give you this. When we tune the strings of a guitar or any string instrument, right? And if you've ever seen somebody tune a guitar, you're turning it just a little bit, then testing the string, then just a little more and testing the string until you have the right frequency, right? Well, it's kind of the same thing, because in order for us to continue to evolve ourselves, this tuning process that we're going to go through, this spiritual alignment process that we're going to go through, is one in which the fine tuning is going to happen a little bit, and then a little more, and then a little more, and then a little more, and a little more. Whereas in the past, because the energy was so dense in 3D, it would build up until it had enough momentum to come through the density of 3D, and then bam, it would hit you, right? But it doesn't happen that way anymore, because it doesn't need to build up momentum to get through the 3D field. It doesn't need that. 5D is so high. It's so light. It's so airy. Look at the rainbows, right? They're so vivid when we see them in our house. It's like vivid, vivid colors. We've never experienced that before, because rainbow light frequency is our natural state of being. It's our natural state on the earth. And so think about it. The density is not there anymore. So when we have these aha moments, it's like, you know, you get a bink here, and you get one there, and you get a little here, and it's just like, doop. Oh, wow. Okay. Now I just have this new thought, this new awareness, this new state of consciousness. That's how it keeps going. And it will continue to evolve like that. That's how this is working now, because everything is speeding up. So what's important going through these next few weeks is really taking time to be present, taking time to get quiet within and see what's new for you in the way of your own personal thinking. What's new for you in the way that you're forming your thoughts and your awareness? You know, are you still seeing things as separate from you? If you are, you're still in the game of separation. That's ego. You know, I was talking to my friend yesterday, and she was telling me that she was meditating for at least 3 hours a day. And I thought to myself, wow, if I meditated for 3 hours a day, I wouldn't be painting. And I'm painting a lot. And then I had a thought follow right behind that that said, well, my painting is my meditation. It's just, she's meditating in a very different form than I'm meditating. And I said, and where is that, you know, taking you? Where are you going with that? What has transpired? Oh, well, it's not like anything major is happening, but I feel so much better. And I was like, oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. And then she said, how about you? I said, oh, I'm painting a lot. I was probably painting 3 hours yesterday. And she was like, oh, really? That's wonderful. Your art has really expanded. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, and just like you, that 3 hours of painting really made me feel better. So see, it doesn't matter what we do to get there, as long as we get there in our own way. I don't know that I'd want to sit in meditation for 3 hours. That's okay for her. She feels very happy and very comfortable and confident doing that. And I don't know that she'd want to try painting for 3 hours. You know, we each have our own way of doing whatever it is that we're needing to do. So I think that that is a big part of this whole process in our awakened state, in, you know, getting to that next level of awareness that we're holding, to understand that there is no right, there is no perfect with ascension. There is no wrong. You can't get it wrong. The only way you can get it wrong is by not being present, not being clear, you know, not being in a mindful state so that you're a witness to what is transpiring around you, right? Not being tuned in. How many times do we go through life and we're not quite tuned in? We're just kind of touching at the edge of the iceberg, right? We're at the tipping point of the iceberg, but we're not fully tuned in. So it's very important to have that awareness that every single thing that presents in our reality, no matter what it is an opportunity for us to be a witness to how we are choosing to experience what is transpiring in our reality. Because again, that's us. It's the choice that we are making. It's how we are engaging in what is transpiring. And that's really the beauty of it. So these next few weeks are going to be pretty big in the way of these energies, which are going to bring us to our next or through our next level, our next state of being. Please stay in your creator states. That's really important. No matter what you're doing, try to be in a creator state, do some creative writing, or if you like art, do some artwork or sing or dance or whatever, photography, whatever it is. If you haven't joined the art challenge, join it. There's people that are posting pictures. As long as the content of your picture matches the prompt that's been posted. I think this week's prompt is frequency. That's going to be an interesting one. I have a concept in my mind. I have to now bring that to life on paper. We'll see how that goes. But this is, you know, a time of expansion for ourselves. And so it's really important for us to hold that awareness and to continue to foster that between ourselves and everyone else. When we separate ourselves and we label somebody or judge somebody, we're continuing to separate ourselves off in that we are judging them, which is merely an aspect of us that is showing up, right? So the woman that asked for us to wear the masks is that part of me that was in resistance to wearing the mask. Okay. It was that fear that was in resistance to wearing the mask. So I needed to heal and integrate that. So who better to show up for me than someone who was fearful of me not wearing a mask? So it could trigger me in that moment, and I could go the next step and go deeper into my own personal work, my own personal journey, and not judge them, love them through what I needed to experience. And that's really where we are here. Okay. So it's very important. Try not to get caught up in the stories that are playing out there. Try not to, you know, be influenced by any of that. The only limitations that we have are the limitations that we perceive or conceive. If we're feeling like we can't do something, it's because we're believing that we're not powerful enough, or we're not experienced enough, or whatever it is. So if we start to see each time that we are playing into that story, that narrative about ourselves, we can shift into higher states of consciousness, and it's going to be a much easier time for us than if we're not being willing to see what is transpiring and not willing to do the work or let go or clear the resistance. Sometimes all that's needed is for us to just close our eyes, shut everything out, get rid of the ego by closing the eyes and going into our heart center and seeing what it is that is transpiring in that moment so that we could gain some clarity. Okay. That's really important. I believe our next class is next week on the 19th. Okay. So please make a note of that. I'm going to start sending out the calendar for the month at the beginning of the month, so you guys know when the classes are. We also have the workshop. I think that's on the 29th of December. So tier two workshop is on the 29th of December. We're going to continue with the talk on DNA and continue that that conversation. And then after that, February's workshop, we'll be moving on to a slightly different topic, but it's still going to tie it all together because I want this all to make sense for you guys. Okay. So I think I'm going to leave this here. This is a lot of information to take in. And I want to give you guys some time to digest this because this was huge. This was a huge moment of awareness in recognizing that in being sovereign, we need to be unified with each other in our experience of what is transpiring. The first step would be getting on the same page as everybody, right? And not separating off, which was the biggest aha moment that I had. Unifying, it doesn't matter. It would be like, you know, trying to unify with people that you don't like how they dress. You want them to dress different. It doesn't matter. The clothing doesn't matter. That's the outer exterior. What matters is what's on the inside. So the minute we can unify and we can come into our heart center, that's where healing begins. That's where we can transition through into anything. All right. That's the most important thing. So I want to encourage you guys to do that, to make sure that you're showing up and being present for yourself and being a witness to what is being created here. And know that we're going to have these little shifts in consciousness. I'm having them myself in each moment that I go along. My awareness is expanding on many levels, and yours will too, right? I'm not the only one that's going to do that. You will too. And as you are continuing to expand, you're going to have these revelatory moments. I have been feeling May, spring, right? May is big. And I believe it has to do with the freedom codes and what is going to transpire in May. And May is a five month. May is a five number, right? It's not really a five, but because we are going to add the year to it. So May would be an 11, right? The sixth year and the 5 month is 11. So that drills down to a two, which is new pathways. It's about balance, harmony. And then the 11 is manifestation, you know, being able to manifest new realities, manifesting new pathways. May is also partnerships. So I feel like there's a lot coming. Again, I remember the last time I felt May very strongly, like I'm feeling May now, was the very beginning of January. I was on my way to an astrology teaching with a local astrologer. And I had my friend Beth was driving. I was a passenger. And we were on our way there. And I kept feeling this sensation of giddiness, this sensation of freedom. And I kept saying, I don't know what's going on with me. I feel so excited. I'm so happy. I feel so free. And I just kept saying, I feel free. I feel this sense of freedom. And she was like, what does that mean? And I'm like, I don't know. Something by May, something is coming by May. And I didn't really understand what any of that was or what any of that meant. And then, of course, by May, we were all wearing masks. The freedom was taken away. We had COVID restrictions, regulations, quarantines, and all of that. And what I didn't realize is I was activating the freedom codes to amplify the collective consciousness, because, of course, we all use our field to do that. And so I thought, how profound that I would have felt those codes coming through so strongly. They wanted to be felt. They wanted to be received. They wanted to be acknowledged. And now here again, I'm feeling May, and we're in January, and I've been feeling May very, very strongly. Spring, I have to, every time I look out the window, I'm expecting to see that the trees are green and it's a beautiful spring-like day. And it's not, it's winter here, you know, in New York. And so here we go again with those codes. So I'm looking to this as maybe the completion of what transpired that last May, that I was feeling the May of 2020, because if you took where we were in 2020, that was a four, May was a five, that was a nine. So we were in a state of expansion, right? And we were all in a state of expansion. So whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're dealing with, please stay present. That's the most important thing that you can do. Stay present, stay focused on what is transpiring. Try not to get caught up in outer narratives. Try not to get caught up in stories. I will share this with you because you guys know me so well now. I never perceive anything outside of my own state of being. I don't anymore. I don't tune into or look to connect into the galactics, the ships, the angelics. It's like everything that is in that reality that exists out there is in here. It's part of me. It's inward. It's inside. There, I can't explain it any more than that, that there is no separation between me and that. So I'm not looking to it. I'm not looking for it. I'm not looking to connect with it. I'm not looking to channel it. I honor it. I acknowledge it, but I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not even focused on it, because to focus on it, to think about it, to look at it, to engage in it, to try to call it in is separation. Now, I'm not expecting you to be that way yet, right? But you will in your own good time, just maybe not now. And that's okay, because we all have our own rate at which we're doing this. I've been doing this for a pretty long time and have been an ascension teacher, way shower for a long time now, right? For the last 8 years. And so it's just my perception that there is nothing outside of myself anymore. It is all me. So I don't align with the stories that are playing out. I don't align with any of that because it does not feel like my truth anymore. And everything is unified within myself, right? And we can have this dialogue when we have the live class. If you guys want to touch on it a little bit more, we could do that. Certainly anything from this video chat, we can do that and have greater dialogue on it. But really, it was important to give you an understanding of what is transpiring. The most important thing that you can take away is letting go of the resistance to unifying, stepping into the unification, stepping into unity consciousness, letting go of the resistance to seeing yourself as separate, letting go of resistance to not doing something because you're afraid of tying into 3D. That was a story that I was playing out for a short period of time. I didn't realize it, but now I look at it and I'm like, oh, I'm grateful for that, because if I hadn't played into that, I wouldn't have come into this greater state of awareness. I wouldn't have come into this greater state of knowing. And now I know deeply within my body. I know deeply within my field, my interconnectedness, my inner being, the source within me. So everything that happens, happens with purpose and is important, and it cannot be denied and it cannot be pushed away. The only way we're going to heal and integrate those parts of us, those aspects of us that we have not yet healed and integrated, is if we're willing to see where we are still playing small, where we're still playing the game of separation. And that is what's important. So these revelation codes that are coming through, and again, the revelation code started way back a couple of years ago, I think in 2020, the beginning of 2020, when they started to come through. But they are driving home these greater states of awareness. And that is really what's important right now. So having awareness of everything that we're creating, having awareness of what is transpiring in our reality, this timeline merger shift, whatever you want to call it, bifurcation, whatever, is going to be in its completion on or around the 19th of January. So it's important from this moment now up until then to see what is transpiring for you in your reality, how you are engaging in it. And then the next step to that would be, what are you doing with it? How are you using that awareness to bring yourself into your next highest level? How are you going to bring that awareness through and create through it for your own personal expansion and also for the unification of the collective timeline? Okay. So very, very important. Stay present, stay focused, stay clear. See everything as it presents. Be in your complete creator consciousness so that you can expand and have this experience. Now, last thing I'm going to share with you is something else that has significance. So you heard me talk about the cats that I've been feeding, and there was one that, you know, had a mass under her belly, and I wanted to see if I could take her for surgery because I'm willing to expense it out of my own pocket for her. There's something in her eyes when we connect that, you know, really speaks to my soul. And so I was, you know, on the fence, should I get involved? Should I try? And so what I did was I said, I'm not going to hold any expectation to how this has to play out, whether she lets me help her or she doesn't let me help her. It's not, you know, my to-do, my business, my right to make something happen, but I'm going to just hold the highest timeline and I'm going to see how this transpires. If I can help her, then I certainly would love to help her. And if she is resistant to help, I will honor that she's working through something within her soul contract and it's not meant for me to help her. And that's how we will let this be. So Wednesday, yesterday morning, I had nothing on my agenda in the morning. And so I got up thinking like I could take her to the vet today if she'll let me do that, if she'd have to let me grab her and put her in the carrier in order to take her to the vet. And so when she showed up for feeding, you know, I asked her, I was like, before I feed you, I would like to take you to the vet. Would you like to come to the vet with me? And I heard a very clear no. So then I pet her and I went to, you know, put my hands on her to just see if she was warm, if she was cold. I was worried about her because she doesn't get as much to eat as the others because the others kind of push her out of the way because she's the weakest out of all of them. And she didn't want me to engage with her in that way. And I thought it was very, very clear. Couldn't be any more clear that she does not want that help. She's very comfortable in playing the role that she's playing. She's very comfortable in just getting fed. So I decided I'd feed her a little bit more when I could to make up for what she doesn't get when I feed the other cats. And it was my own letting go process again in it needing not to be any other way. My human would love for her to, you know, go to the vet, have surgery, get rid of that mass, which is, you know, the size of a small orange under her belly. But that's not what her beingness wants. She is comfortable. And if I force her to have it any other way, it's not going to work because I'm taking her out of alignment. I'm out of alignment. You know, the other black cat, the little black cat that sometimes shows up with her. Oh, she will run into the house if I'm not careful. She will let me pick her up. I have no problem handling her. She has nothing wrong with her, right? The other cat, Star, the gray cat, she's another one. She'll run into the house if I'm not careful. I could pick her up and handle her. She has no problem. But this one, it is a clear no. So I just think that we have to be very conscious in each moment of, you know, how we are interacting within our reality so that we're not creating something that is not in alignment for us. Okay. So be very, very clear, very conscious. Do not create something in your reality that is not in vibrational alignment. In other words, we want to stay on our soul's path and see from the point of our own creation. It's very, very important. Okay. And I will look forward to seeing you guys for our next live. And that live will be on the 19th. I believe that's Wednesday, the 19th. And that is at 7 p.m., not 7:30, 7 p.m. All right. Trying to do it a little earlier so that we can get in earlier and it's not such a long night, because lately I'm tending to lose my steam early. All right. So know that I love you so very much. I look forward to talking to you guys on the live, and may you have a wonderful whatever it is that you're doing. I wish you an amazing weekend. See you soon. Love you so, so much. Thank you for tuning in here.